Hello and welcome to the Senior Spotlight. Today, the spotlight is on Corbin Sturgill, a 2024 Mercer County graduate. And it's brought to you by Blackhawk Bank and Trust, a safe, solid, and secure financial partner where local matters. Stop by and visit Blackhawk Bank and Trust at one of our 17 locations. Riddle Roofing. Consider a Duralast roof from Riddle Roofing, 309-582-8532. State Representative Dan Swanson. He's proud to represent the interests of those in the 71st District in Springfield, and he will continue to fight for their best interests and those of downstate Illinois residents.
And this is Ty Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Joining us on the Senior Spotlight today is Mercer County Class of 2024 graduate Corbin Sturgill. Corbin, welcome. Thanks for talking with us.
Thank you for having me.
All right, so we'll start with you here with just kind of asking you any favorite memory or memories you have from your 4 years at Mercer County High School that kind of stick out.
Okay, so the most recent one, I feel like it's just Miss Hesse's class, accounting. There's only a select few of us, so it makes it more personable and more one-on-one. But it's never a dull moment in that class, and I feel like it always brightens up my day to be able to go to it, so... I'd say.
So you say your favorite memory isn't being the mascot then?
No.
Okay, so you talked about that class there. Any other class or classes that kind of stick out as something you look back fondly on?
Yeah, I mean, I like all my teachers and I like all my classes, so I feel like they all have something to bring and they've all made it the most experience I could get, I guess.
All right, so we'll talk about athletics in a moment, but extracurricular activities outside of sports, what were some of the things that you were involved in?
So I was in FFA for 4 years, FCA for 4 years as well, student council for a year, principal's cabinet for a few years, the Gray Matters Collective, yeah.
Okay, so with those like clubs and groups you were a part of, what interested you in them and made you want to be a part?
A lot of them was what they stood for and the confidence and the skills and the things that you can learn from them and the self-growth that it brought me to be able to speak in front of other people and just the way that it connected you with others. And yeah, it was just a great experience.
And then athletics for you, I know a big runner, right?
Yes,
so can you
yes.
kind of walk through the listeners what sports you played and what you kind of got out of them, both, you know, competing and then maybe outside of competing, just the experience you got to create?
So I've always loved running. I started in sixth grade. Wasn't a good runner at the time, but I did it just because my friends were doing it. It was something fun to do and stay active. Junior high, it kind of hit and I got a little decent at it, and then I just found my love for it. It was a great way to just block things out in your day, you know. You just went on a run and just cleared your mind. It was very peaceful and very calming, so I just stuck with it. My friends did it. High school hit, got pretty good. It was just a good experience and a lot of fun overall.
So do you have any, you know, top memories from competing or your athletic career from school?
Yeah, so I definitely like Detweiler's course. It's fast and flat, but EPG was always my favorite because there was a theme each year, so we had fun picking out a theme, dressing up, and just having fun with it, making the most out of it. It was a tough course, but
right. And those are cross-country races.
Yeah,
you're talking about.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
And then post high school for you, I know, you know, graduation coming up in the next week or so, but what's your post high school plans at this time?
So my plans are to go to a four-year university to study elementary education.
Awesome. So what made you want to study elementary education? Anything specific?
So all my life, I really loved like younger kids, just being able to connect with them. And being a lifeguard currently, I get to teach young kids how to swim. So it's just a lot of fun. But recently I went on a mission trip. And just to see those little kids and how I got to connect with them and bring that light to them, just really eye-opened it. I was like, this is my calling. So I'm excited to start that.
Awesome. All right, Corbin Sturgill, future educator, right? Thanks
right.
for joining us on the Senior Spotlight today. And best of luck at the next stage of your academic career.
Thank you.
And I'm Ty Taylor on WRMJ.